This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Today was a very significant day for the Victorian government. This afternoon, something rare happened in Australian politics. A government stood in its own parliament and apologised directly to First Peoples for the harm caused since colonisation. And it wasn't symbolic. It wasn't vague. It came from the Premier in the chamber in front of elders, acknowledging truth that has too often been ignored and naming the impact those actions have had on generations. So today we're joined by Auntie Lisa Briggs, a proud Gunditjmara woman, and the Metro member on the First Peoples Assembly of Victoria. Auntie Lisa, welcome.
Thank you, Warren.
Now, first of all, I said that wrong, didn't I? Is it Gunditjmara? Is that how I say it?
It's Gunditjmara.
There you go. Yeah. Now, Auntie Lisa, what went through your mind as you watched today's apology being delivered?
I think a couple of things. One, that the Labor government, in particular under the Premier's leadership, is upholding the values of what we negotiated as part of treaty. So I think that was really, really significant as part of the approach. The other part was just the gesture of the apology and what it would have meant to a lot of our elders that are not here. But, you know, we're here to do the fight for them and the fire in the belly. And I think there were a few sheds of tears in the audience, I will say, because you could feel the emotion from the words that we are here for you, we'll walk with you. And even with the first People's Minister, Minister Hutchins, her heartfelt speech was absolutely tremendous, with her adding some of the atrocities that happened as part of colonisation. I think it's hard for everyday Australians and Victorians to think, how does this still impact First Peoples? But it actually does, because behaviours don't necessarily change, because they just don't know what's happened in the past. And so all of this will help us heal together as a unified approach.
Now, an apology can acknowledge harm, but it can also facilitate some change. What change do you hope now happens here in Victoria now that the apology has been made?
Well, I think one of the things that you can see straight away is the commitment that we've got from the current government. What I would hope is that under the new leadership of the opposition with Jess Wilson, that she'll also join in bipartisan to make the changes that have occurred. Mm. A lot of people talk about close the gap and how it hasn't really helped, and I would agree with that. And treaty actually opens up a new door and refreshes all the things. It gives us a restart. So I would hope that fellow Victorians, along with our people, the governments of all, walk with us as part of this reset and restart. And the apology was a significant way of pushing that restart button.
What sort of conversations are you hearing now, Auntie Lisa, in the community, from elders, families, younger people?
I think there's a bit of mixed emotion about the apology today, and it's about where they are at with their families as well. They probably want to see a bit more than just the apology itself, but again, it's a start. And I think that the commitments that we can make definitely under the treaty process in changing what's not working and giving community-led solutions is the answer, and we've been saying that for a long time. The Premier did recognise, and so did the Minister for First Peoples, the significance of self-determination. That is key to change for us as a peoples in moving forward. Everyone wants us to move forward and be progressive. Walk alongside us to do it through that self-determination process.
We're chatting with Auntie Lisa Briggs from the First Peoples Assembly of Victoria, the Metro member, about today's historic government apology to First Peoples. Auntie Lisa, moments like this, I imagine, can be emotional and heavy for a lot of people. You touched on that before. How do you personally carry that, you know, that responsibility of representing community at such a significant time?
It is a heavy weight, I will say, because there is a lot of expectation on us to be accountable to our own people. But we do try to put things in supports in place. Like, we're so lucky that with our Aboriginal community controlled health organisations, they can provide the social emotional support that our people need. Mm. So I think through that avenue, they keep us uplifted as part of change. But when you look at our young children, and I've got 11 grandchildren, and I think what difference we are going to be making for their future. So that's what drives us into the change and drives us into treaty.
Well, a significant day for everyone. Auntie Lisa Briggs, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Warren. Enjoy your day.
Thank you. That was Auntie Lisa Briggs, Metro member of the First Peoples Assembly of Victoria.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.